Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Perfect Love.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." This call to being perfect seems to shake us up a bit, it seems. But when I checked a scripture commentary, the term perfect took on a clearer meaning for me. Back up to the first part of this passage. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. If we remember that the source and meaning of perfect is more that of completion, then we can see more clearly how God wants us to love our enemies. If we just love the ones who love us, then our love is not complete. To be complete, to be perfect in our loving as God is perfect in loving, we are to love even our enemies. After all, if we only love those who love us, what will we have in our hearts? A sense of division, perhaps? A mini wall keeping out those who do not fit into our scheme of the good, the welcomed, the ones most like us? Pray for those who persecute you. We look at bullying, a social burden that affects all ages, not just kids in school. What shall we do about our hurts as a result of bullying, persecution, harsh teasing, arrogance, or any number of harmful behaviors? The natural feeling might be to try to get even, to dish out what they have given us, or ignore the person. But with grace and the strength that comes only from God, might we pray for them? Might we nurture a kind thought or two? The choice is ours. The help is from God. This is a very good passage for Lent. It seems to be a call to reflect on how to meet others, how to show hospitality, how we receive without judgment. And most of all, what feelings do we nourish in our hearts towards those we absolutely disagree with because of their continuing rudeness or meanness or obvious hatred? The call is not easy. So today we might ask God to help us to be perfect as God is perfect and to take one more step towards God in our Lenten journey.